Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. As always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin this meditation standing up with your eyes closed, relaxed into your posture, listening to your breath, listening to your thoughts. Letting the energy guide you, letting something bigger than you move you forward. And the way we do that, of course, is when we open ourselves up to be surprised. When we allow through our actions, through our contribution, through our intention, through our direction, not to define outcomes, but just to take the steps that we see right at the moment. And let the outcomes present themselves. As we are coming back to this journey of dynamic meditation, I think it is a good time to look at that intention of not defining outcomes during meditative state, as well as it expresses into our lives. Not defining them as good or bad, not defining them as necessary or unnecessary, but accepting them as they are, recognizing that it is our intentions and efforts that give us the power, the true power. And often if we only look at life as small intervals of time, we may miss the benefit, the bigger benefit of each and every event, of each and every outcome that we call, and we may find ourselves unhappy, maybe even, or celebrating the wrong, outcome. Simply recognizing that there is a continuity, there is a continuity outside of time in each movement, each posture, each thought, each breath. On its own, can be easily judged and misunderstood. But when we see it as a chain of events, as a big picture of life, becomes good, very good, if we could only see it. And this is why today's dynamic meditation has to do with outcomes and how we can free ourselves from defining them within linear time, free ourselves from judging. that has taken this energy . Let it work through us. Excellent. Listening to your breath, exceptional tool. Recently have been introducing breathing to all the students. And especially that technique of three breaths. Almost magical. As when we begin paying attention to our breath, we give ourselves an opportunity to take the seat of the observer, of the true witness of this moment, by that allowing whole brain experience, allowing the moment of stress, the moment of incoherence, the moment of maybe physical weakness, to instantly melt, not only because the breath was there, but because we were able to become the observer, the witness. We went in to a place outside of time. It is the reactionary self that puts us into the time and space, into isolated moments, into fear of the outcome. But the moment we take those three breaths, simply taking one, holding it, and letting it go, and then another, and letting it go, and then another, letting it go, at that moment, we're suddenly back into getting in touch with eternity, from which place you could never be judgmental nor in pain, suddenly the focus and the creativity are back. The self-confidence is starting to be restored. You suddenly have a clearer vision, a pride in your own being, your physical strength is coming back. You feel grounded as your roots go deeper into feeling that you belong. And many other gifts that come from merely the ability to take ourselves into the position of the witness, even for one moment. A gift that keeps on giving. But of course, here we are. In our morning meditations and daily karma, we do much more than that. Much more than just three breaths, right? We take ourselves into a place of growth. A place where the three breaths just begin and we continue building a brand new perspective. Just listen to the energy and let it take you. freedom. That's it. Notice your breath again. Excellent. Notice your breath again. And when you do, recognize that you're taking yourself into the place of eternity. Where we're no longer attached. We care, but not attached to the outcomes. We allow them to be, often seeing them as the necessary steps, the building block of our life, which ultimately leads to a completion of beautiful painting, beautiful picture, no matter what each part may look like. With that thought, we can take on life. And no matter what it brings, what it may seem to others, we see through it. We see through it, not the end, but the means. gives us an opportunity to enjoy the process no matter what. Of course, the energy. Energy is the catalyst. Is that which comes first? Is that which gives us more power than we know we have? So here we are in the dynamics of eternity, the non-attachment to outcomes, surprise. Guided. Let us work through, let us see if we can internalize that even deeper through a few inner keys. Okay, let's do that. We'll do them very, very fast, just as buttons keyboards on a computer or buttons on a player, just one key at a time, really, really fast. Okay, let's do it. Here's the first inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing the dynamics of eternity and fill my head and my neck. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing the dynamics of eternity, not being attached to the time and space outcomes, caring for them, but they're not the end, they're just the means. And fill my head and my neck. Very simple. Beautiful. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing the dynamics of eternity. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Like turning on a switch, right? Like turning on a light. And suddenly there is light. Suddenly there is something that has moved inside of us. And relax into it. Beautiful. The next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognize the dynamics of eternity, and fill my chest cavity. And let it take you, let it guide you. That's it. Beautiful. The next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the dynamics of eternity and fill my upper abdomen, And let it take you. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the dynamics of eternity and fill my lower abdomen. The next energy, I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the dynamics of eternity and fill my legs and feet. The next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the dynamics of eternity and fill my entire body. And fill my entire body, head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, and let it take you, let it shake you, let it dance you, let it wake you, let it make you happy. in everything you do, every thought you have, free you to be you. Thank you for being here today. Another step in our dynamic meditation, the mindset of dynamics of eternity. The recognition of importance of every step we take, but not judgmental, not quickly to react and judge it, but see it as part of the inevitable steps, the means, and not the end. My name is Eric Wildman. This is our Daily Karma, Daily and Morning Meditation. Internalize, embody, inspire, and take it into your day.